Okay, now just the same as with the costs, what you've got to do is you've got to classify in the exam the different benefits. You need to classify them using the four classifications I've given you there, starting from the financial. And what I've done is put them in a little bit of a scale. You know, the financial is a lot better than observable, but they're all benefits, okay? So it's just kind of it's a little technique you can use in the exam when you're asked to consider project benefits. Even at the very beginning, you want to try and think of, right, what are the benefits? That's what we're looking at here, the possible benefits, I guess, of a project at the very beginning. You want to try and identify them and classify them and assess them according to that scale I've given you. So you give more weight to the financial ones than you do the observable ones. Okay, and similarly, you might have to do that for costs as well. So it's just really a little technique to help you try and not only bring out the benefits from the case, because they'll be fairly obvious, but to also put them into some sort of classification, which A will get you all the marks, but B will also get you the professional marks, because it shows that you're thinking through not only what are the benefits, but you know how useful are these benefits at the moment, or how predictable they are, how measurable they are. Okay, hope that helped.